Welcome, welcome to your Yoga Nidra dose of medicine. Welcome to your practice. A session today to open your vision of what it is that you most desire. So let's get started. Little spoiler alert there. Lay yourself down in a syrupy. You heard that correctly. Isn't that fitting? I'm going to use that one again. Lay yourself down in a syrupy way, really broadening out, filling out, spreading out in all directions. Almost like you're pooling on the earth beneath you. Let your hips be wide, still, and sink down into the ground. Feel your feet, hips width distance apart, the toes turning outward. Arms out by your sides, nice and long, pull those shoulders down. The palms unfurl, uncurl, facing up or down. You may have a blanket to keep you warm, a low pillow under your head, support under the knees, an eye mask or cloth or covering to cover the eyes and block out any light, some added weight on the eyes and the forehead. Scoop the tailbone down and up to connect the low back, as well as mid and upper back with the ground. Feel supported, symmetrical, and warm. Take your time. Since childhood, we are told by countless sources and countless voices what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to speak, who we should and shouldn't be friends with, how we should act, what we should and shouldn't do to earn a living, right? That's a lot of voices. And with that, our own innate personal vision can get clouded and congested with others' ideas rather than our own. Our vision gets congested with ideas of what success and happiness and fulfillment is supposed to mean for us. But when do we have the chance to write that for ourselves, from our hearts, to clear the congestion and to see what's true, what we truly desire, what is our vision? Well, lucky you. This is the time. This is that time for you. A practice to open up your internal view, to see the vision, the path that your soul has always known to be true for you. Only you can sketch the picture of the most beautiful life you can imagine for yourself. It is time to open your inner eyes to this vision, this picture, believing that you deserve this happy, healthy, abundant life for yourself. And you have the power to create it. And it's not just musings, it's not just for fun. This is about knowing it is real at a cellular level. This is about being in service of your soul's evolution. After all, that is the opportunity we have here on this earth in these lives, right? So settle down, settle in, sink in, and get ready to tend to your sacred soul, to the seeds that are ready to be planted today. Take a huge belly breath in through the nose, fill belly, ribs expand, fill the lungs, drink it up to the top of your head, maybe even beyond. Through the mouth, sigh it out, fully relax and let go. Let's do it again, all together through the nose, big belly, diaphragmatic breath in and out and up. Through the mouth, an audible sigh, a release, a letting go. Last one, biggest, best, deepest breath in through the nose. Let it be slow, low and deep. Keep going, keep filling all the way to the top and beyond. And we'll hold here for five. Body stays soft. Notice any resistance. That's normal. 3, 2, 1. Unhinge the jaw. Really let something go here. Empty out. Feel the skin on the forehead broaden and smooth out. The temples release as the muscles around your eyes soften, becoming more spacious. The tongue releases. The tops of the shoulders pour closer down to the ground, opening your chest that little bit more. A little more space for you to breathe. Let the ribs be heavy yet open and spacious. Unclench the jaw and the belly and the glutes and the legs. Feeling the hips, your pelvis release as the belly softens. Whole body spacious and sinking down. And feel the back of the body sinking into the earth like a heavy stone or several heavy stones. The tailbone lengthens out. And an opportunity to take any final wiggles, shimmies, scratches, adjustments that you and your body need to become as comfortable as you possibly can. And as you are, as you lay, become aware of the temperature of the air inside the room that you are in. The coolness, the humidity of the air around you. Sense the sensation of the air on your face. Just noticing temperature and air here and now. Take another deep breath in, fill up your chest, and notice the temperature of the air pass over your upper lip when you exhale through the nose. Doing that again, just breathing in, filling the chest, filling up the belly, notice that. And whenever you release through the nose, notice that temperature of the air as it crosses or nears your upper lip. Letting your awareness become subtle. What is it that you notice about your breath today in this moment, right here, right now? This life-giving breath that infuses your cells with oxygen. Noticing breath and appreciating breath. Notice on the next inhale, the chest expands and offers an invitation for you to come inside, to go inward through the chest cavity, within the rib cage, through the lungs, into the center of your chest. And from here, moving a touch to the left. Right there, the space where you find your heart. Stay in this space. Could you get to know this space as it is today a little more? Become familiar of your heart, for here is where our practice begins. Feel into your heart. And now feel into your Sankalpa, your intention statement, beginning with I. It's present tense and positive, a space of strong intent. Perhaps it's a potent antidote to your greatest limiting belief in this moment. Or maybe it's something you want to plant within yourself. Something like, I am strong, or I am present. I am worthy. I am capable. I am limitless. I trust. Speak your Sankalpa, let it come from the heart, to yourself silently with strength, a sacred strength. Speak it from and to your heart. And feel this genuine belief behind it grow as you repeat it at least 3 times with conviction, because your heart is listening. Now we'll let the energy of that sacred vow, your sacred Sankalpa, resonate and travel throughout your body by sending its energy and your full awareness to each body part named. Maybe awareness for you means breathing in and out through the epicenter of the body part. Maybe you visualize a light, a color, a warmth, a buzz, a felt sense. Maybe you repeat the name mentally after me. Allow it to be effortless, infusing energy and awareness, beginning in the right hand thumb. Send your awareness to your right hand thumb. The right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Feel the right palm of your hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow. Feel the right upper arm, shoulder, armpit, chest, rib case, waist, and hip. Feel the right thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Feel the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe. Feel vibrations and sensations in the whole right side of your body. Feel the whole right side of the body now. Now send your awareness, feeling energy, in the left hand thumb. Awareness flows to left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Feel the palm of your left hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, and elbow. Feel left upper arm, shoulder, armpit, chest, rib case, waist, and hip. Feel the left thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Feel the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Feel vibrations and sensations in the whole left side. Feel the whole left side of your body now. Now we'll move your awareness along the back plane of your body, starting with the sole of the right foot. Feel the sole of the left foot, soles of both feet together. Feel the right heel, left heel, both heels at once. Right calf, left calf, both calves together. Back of right knee, back of left knee, back of both knees together. Right hamstring, left hamstrings, both hammies together. Feel the right glute, the left glute, the entire buttocks together. Feel the tailbone, the back of the pelvis, and the lower back, mid-back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both shoulder blades at once. Feel the back of your neck, the curve here, the back of your head, heavy, to the crown of the head. Now into the forehead. Feel your right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both eyebrows together. Feel the point right between two eyebrows, third eye. Feel the right eye socket, left eye socket, both eye sockets together. Feel your right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks together. Feel the right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils together. Feel the bridge of your nose, the tip of your nose, the whole nose as one. Feel the right side of your jaw, left side of the jaw, entire jaw together. Feel your upper teeth, lower teeth, upper gums, lower gums, your tongue. Feel your whole mouth together. Feel your upper lip, lower lip, any space between lips. Now both lips and whole mouth together. Feel your chin. Now your entire face, all at once. Now the right side of your throat, left side of your throat, the whole throat together. Right collarbone, left collarbone, both collarbones together. Feel your right lung, left lung, both lungs breathing together. Feel your diaphragm. Feel the organs in the upper part of your abdomen and the lower part of your abdomen. Feel your entire abdomen together. Find your kidneys on either side of the spine near the low back. And move down to feel the lower part of your torso, your reproductive organs, your pelvic bowl. Now feel your entire torso together. Adding on to that, feel your right leg from hip to toe, and your left leg from toes to hip. Feeling both legs and your torso, adding on feeling the right arm from fingertips to shoulder, left arm from shoulder through fingertips. Feel both arms, whole torso, both legs, and then finally add on your head and your neck, your face. So you feel your entire body. Your entire body in its complete and perfect wholeness. Right here, right now. Feel your entire body and whatever is rippling through it right now. Now sense the breath rippling through the entire body. And beginning at the heart center, inhale here a green stream of light from heart center to third eye. And as you exhale from third eye back down to the heart, a blue stream of light. Allow the ripples of the breath to be effortless and unhurried. Inhaling in and up from heart center to third eye center, a green light. And exhaling from third eye down to heart center, a blue light. In and up. Green light of breath. Exhale down and out. Blue light of breath. A cycle, an orbit of breath. In and up. Down and out. If the mind wanders, that's okay. Simply come back to breath. Green on the inhale, heart to third eye. Blue on the exhale, third eye to heart. Now on the next exhale, land the awareness at the center of the chest, in the cave of the heart, slightly to the left. Without moving at all, can you feel your heart beating? Hear its echo. Its ripples as it pumps life-giving oxygen through the whole body. Its rhythm enlivening, waking up all the cells, all the organs of your body. And from this space, the cavern of the heart, we'll explore a series of emotions. So with each emotion that I name, allow it to wash any sensation through your body and stay with the pure emotion state rather than sinking into any stories or attaching to any specific memories that may be associated with the emotion. Allow the emotion to arise and process all on its own. All on its own when left untouched. And then we'll clear it and move on to the next. To begin, what does it feel like to be stagnant, to be stuck, still and not moving? What does that bring up in your body? Does it light up certain parts of the body and fill them with sensation? Are there textures, thought patterns that arise? Just notice. Stagnant. Stuck. Then let it go. And bring in, call in what it feels like to have momentum, to be effortlessly moving forward in a desired direction. Progress, change, momentum, and growth. What does that feel like through your body? Take a breath in. Clear it out on the exhale. Now, what does it feel like to be constrained? To be constricted? Constraint. What does that feel like in your body? And then let that go and allow a sense of spaciousness to sweep over you. What does spaciousness feel like in your body? To have room to dance, to breathe, to move and be. Where do you feel spacious? What does it feel like? Now let that go. Breath in, clearing, breath out. And what does it feel like to be confused? To not know? To not feel like you have enough information? You don't know what decision to make, where to turn. What does confusion feel like? Where does confusion live in your body? Now let that go. What does it feel like to be crystal clear? To be rooted in your knowingness? To just know. That crystal clear clarity. What does it feel like? Now let that too go. Let it all go. Every experience, every emotion you just explored and processed through. Let it all go as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Now bring your awareness back into your heart space. And once again, on your next inhalation, like an elevator, let it lift your awareness up through your chest, your throat, and back to the center of your eyebrows. Land here. And now fall back to the center of your brain. Land here in the space right in the middle of your two ears, below the crown of the head, center of the brain, pineal gland. And ask this powerful gland to open, to activate right now. And notice the response that you feel. With this gateway now activated, open and charged, let's move into a short succession of images to prime your body and your being for a powerful visualization. the stripes of a zebra, a giant trampoline, a kite floating in the sky, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, the hum of a fan, shavings inside a pencil sharpener, a large green stone of labradorite, an old, worn and cozy plaid button-up shirt, grandfather's tobacco pipe, a car, hiccups, the fuzz of a caterpillar, the shape of a peanut, a forest-covered mountain range, a couch pillow, a picturesque cloud, wind chimes singing, a magic school bus, thick fog, a morning prayer, green lotus flower, Buddha meditating, contagious giggling, comfortable in your own skin, hand holding, a green light bulb, ice cubes between each vertebra, a lemonade stand, oil dripping from a car, a deep cleansing sigh, peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of spirit. You driving in a car. You driving in a car. Imagine, feel, and sense on every level you are driving in a car. Notice the color of the car, any internal details. Just you, driving in this car on an open road. No one around, no other cars. Just you, on this open road, through a forest-covered mountain range. The trees on each side of the open road gently sway in the wind. You are the only one out here. And with that, you feel this sense of liberation, freedom, and a grounded peace in the quiet mountain solitude. Just you and Mama Nature. And you continue driving and enjoying this liberated, limitless sensation. When all of a sudden, a very dense, almost mysterious layer of fog falls from overhead, and visibility very quickly changes so that you can only see a few meters ahead of you. You know you need to slow and stop. And to your right, you see a marked safe spot where people can take scenic views of the valley below. Perfect timing. So you slowly pull over and you park the car. And even though it's extremely foggy out, you feel this pull, this urge to step out of the car. So you do. You close the door and you walk to the edge of this cliff and look out. Of course, you can't see a thing with all of the fog. All you see is white, thick nothingness. Or so it would seem. You stare out, shoulders relaxed, a curious smile on your face, wondering, what's behind this veil of thick, dense fog? And as you ponder, you begin to see a silhouette of a person emerging from the fog ahead of you. They walk towards you, and you quickly realize you recognize this figure. You know them. You know them because it's you, only 5 years from now. They walk closer until they're standing right in front of you. What do you notice about this version of you 5 years from now? Notice their clothing, any jewelry, possibly shoes, maybe bare feet. Notice the way they carry themselves with this ease, this confidence, this grace, this lightness, yet rootedness. A peaceful smile on their face, a knowing, an openness. Notice everything about you 5 years from now. And your future self looks you deep, steady in the eyes, takes your right hand, and silently points into the fog. And they say to you, things aren't as they seem. They tell you, dear one, look closely. So you focus your attention and stare into this seeming white nothingness. And a moment later, everything changes. The fog lifts and dissolves, rays of sun pierce through the clouds overhead. And as you peer over the cliff edge, expecting to see the valley below, instead, you see a scene of your life 5 years from now. You can barely believe it. Overcome with joy, what you see is a scene of the most beautiful, fulfilled life you could have ever imagined for yourself. Everything that you desire at your deepest level, it's here. It's real, it has come to fruition, it's moving, it is alive. Right here, right now. You are watching it, you are experiencing it. Notice what you see. What are you doing? Who are you with? How do you feel? What are you thinking? How are you interacting with life, and how is it interacting with you? Take in all that you see, all that is presented to you. Soaking up what you feel. Let it seep and download into your nervous system. Your greatest, highest potential of life. Watch it unfold now. Feel your future self. Let go of your hand as they ask you to cup your hands and close your eyes. They have a gift for you. So you bring your hands together, palms up, a little bowl with your palms. And when you open your eyes, your future self is gone. This view of your future life has also disappeared and been replaced with a clear sky and a view of a stunning valley below. You look down at your hands to see a collection of glowing, almost sparkling blue and green seeds. And while no words were exchanged, you know exactly what to do. You turn around, walk across the road to a patch of fertile, bare, rich, deep brown soil, a garden bed. You intuitively lay your body down gently. You let your back sink into the soil, into the earth below you. Feel as your torso begins to merge with the soil. Your body becomes fertile soil itself, rich and dark. You carefully plant each seed that you've been given inside yourself. And as you do, a light rain shower begins to fall from the sunny sky above. You savor this wonderful cleansing gift that the skies have brought you to nurture these seeds. And when they have enough water that they need, the rain stops. And the sun re-emerges even brighter, even warmer once again. You come back into your whole human form, right here, right now. You see your future so clearly now. You know what's possible. You know what can become real, what is already en route. You met your future self and they gave you exactly what you need to grow into this reality. What you need for your world to evolve, for you to evolve. You have everything you need. Now you get to focus on clarifying your vision, fine-tuning it, all according to your heart's deepest desires. Let your heart be the director. Let go of any control of the path that will get you to your vision. Trust it will come. And that right now, you are exactly where you're meant to be. Content, complete, and clear. With a sense of satisfaction, gratitude, and wholeness, repeat your Sankalpa 3 more times. Feel your body without moving it. Notice the air around you, the energy around you. Sensing the energy in this room, the ground holding you from below. Feel breath and energy flow into your limbs, hear your heart beating, and take some deep breaths through the channels of all your limbs and let this breath pick up, sweep up any debris in its wake. Any debris that's been loosened up, fragmented from this practice, then let it be carried out of you, washed away. Feeling expanded, more spacious, and free. Now maybe place your hands on any part of your body you feel called. And slowly start to move your hands, your fingers along the curves, the contours of your body. Maybe a little self-massage, increasing the pressure. Let your hands move intuitively, slowly all over the body, allowing the body to fully awaken, to come back. Maybe you stretch any movements. You can hug the knees into the chest, roll to your side, come to belly or to a seat. Eyes stay closed. Take your time. And give yourself a moment to remember what it is that you saw today. Remember what you felt. Remember any insights, ideas, or revelations. Let it all soak into your conscious mind, into this very moment. Perhaps you rub your hands together, generate a little warmth, some friction. You can place your palms like cups over the eyes. Feel that heat penetrate the closed eyes. Keep your eyes closed. Now bring your hands to a prayer. Palms touching at the chest, bow the chin towards your chest in gratitude for this opportunity to prioritize yourself, for this opportunity to open up your eyes inside and out, opening up to your infinite potential and the pathway to making your inner vision an outer vision. As you bow to yourself, to your path, to your vision, with frictiony palms at my heart center, I see you. Thank you for trusting me to guide you on this journey. I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.